Members of the Board of Directors, or Board of Trustees, excuse me, fellow alumni, future alumni, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Proud to say I saw the sunrise this morning. My name is Rick League from Barrington, Illinois, class of 1968. I'm a proud former Chief Illiniwek and represent the former Chiefs. First, let me state that although I am 54 years young and might mistakenly be perceived as an old-timer, my days here on campus seem not so long ago. It's just the years that seem to speed by. This is not only my alma mater, it is my birthplace. I grew up in Urbana. I have a son I'm proud of who graduated from this university. When I come home to U of I, I truly come home. I'm glad to have this opportunity to speak to you, the Board of Trustees, and do so this morning on behalf of the former Chief Illiniwek, who proudly served as Chief while students at the university. Those opposed to the Chief Illiniwek have made their objections heard for some time now, and will do so again today in this dialogue. I am here on behalf of the former Chief Illiniwek that have proudly portrayed the Chief to testify that is not what they claim, has never been, and has never been intended to be. If it were, I and we would not be voicing our concerns or making this supportive statement. I'm not here to wave the flag of tradition or of the past. From his first appearance in 1926, by careful design, the Chief was to symbolize the university and its namesake, a proud tribe of Native American Indians from Illinois. The Chief is an artistic, positive, artful symbol, and whose portrayal has been carefully guided and managed with integrity and with the highest regard and honor for the group of Americans it portrays. The Chief, his role at the University of Illinois, and the manner in which it is portrayed has in fact been embraced and supported by, among others, the Illiniwek tribe itself in 1995. Also, several chiefs over the years have been invited to Native American communities to learn more about the culture, to be in touch, to learn their history, and have done so. Great care has been taken to assure that the Chief and its symbol and its symbolic portrayal is dignified, sacred, and an honored one. The Chief is truly a symbol. We used to always point out there are 9, now 10, mascots in the Big Ten. There's only one Chief, and there's nothing like the Chief Illiniwek in this country. And that's because we've done it right and continue to do so with good guidance and careful leadership. The Chief is not a mascot, not a Buckeye, not a Badger, running the sidelines, leading cheers, arms waving, not an Irish leprechaun doing the same. No, the Chief and his performance is an honored event, a personification of the spirit of the Illini. When the 3-in-1 music began, when I was Chief, I left my persona. I wasn't Rick League anymore. I could have been Henry Kissinger or Eddie Murphy himself. That's what it's all about, portraying a spirit and a symbol with dignity and honor. My goal was to somehow sneak into the marching band unseen, so that when I burst onto the field and performed the celebratory dance down the field, I was the spirit of the Illini, a spirit that could be seen and felt. And when I raised my arms, I believe that everyone could feel the presence of that spirit. That bond we all share at this great university. Then the dance at midfield, and the Chief's arms folded, proudly marched off, disappearing. I feel that spirit in the room today. A symbol and a spirit, present and visible for just those fleeting moments and then gone again. A reminder. And there's the linkage, four capsulized years of memories, lifelong friendships, loyalty, pride in Illinois, in its excellence, in its Nobel Prize winners, distinguished graduates, portrayed and relayed through a proud chief, a proud symbol, an honored symbol of the university and its traditions. When I was chief, I was also an ambassador of the university. I communicated the history of the chief, the honored position it held. I spoke with alumni association functions, university foundation functions, Boy Scout jamborees, schools, libraries, opening Illinois convocation, faculty events, so many to recall. I remember speaking at the invitation of Mr. and Mrs. Krennert at the Indianapolis Alumni Club in 1967. We are certainly grateful for their support and loyalty to this great university. There are hundreds of times the chief has been such an ambassador. That symbol of the institution, the symbol of its pride, of its excellence, and loyalty. In recent years, that has changed somewhat. However, the chief is very restricted. No speaking engagements, silenced. Rarely is the chief's logo displayed on university literature or on athletic uniforms, and the university has done so in recent years, I'm sure, with the intention of more clearly defining the appropriate role and reduce the debate. Unfortunately, it has served to confuse the public. More importantly, confuse the students of the past 10 years and those students on campus today. Isn't the chief Alina what still is a symbol of the University of Illinois? Yes, it still is. Didn't this board of trustees just a few years ago vote in support and retention of the chief? Yes. So why are we sending mixed messages? Why is the administration low-keying the chief? A recent Sun-Times poll showed 86% of those polls support the chief, and there are hundreds of thousands of people from this great university that agree that the chief is a great symbol and a vital asset to this university. The symbol has served the institution well and can continue to do so. Supporters of the University of Illinois want to retain the chief. We urge this board to make it clear. Hope the Alumni Association will do so too. The Chief Alina Wick is still a beloved and honored symbol of the university, not a stereotype, and needs the support and wholehearted commitment of the